Well, Scott, thank you for joining us and looking forward to the conversation coming up this evening.
I'm looking forward to it, too. It should be great.
Well, Scott, some of the things that the city of Ruston have seen, a lot of developments, a lot of projects along I-20. Share on some of the things that have been going on that have been creating some growth for economic development across Ruston and Lincoln Parish.
Really, during the last eight and a half years while I was with the Chamber of Commerce, we saw substantial growth in what we call the TIF district, Tax Incremental Financing District, which is along the Interstate 20 corridor. Between retail stores opening, restaurants opening, office spaces, we've seen over 400 jobs going in that area during that time period. So it's been a great growth area for Ruston and Lincoln Parish.
And a couple of arteries from I-20, Scott, Highways 33 and 167. Again, a lot of emphasis was placed there recently.
Absolutely. Those are the three main arteries, I-20 and those two highways, coming through Ruston. All along Highway 33, we've seen substantial commercial growth, restaurants again, offices, retail business. Carl Malone building his lifestyle shopping center out along Highway 33, seeing a great growth in residents, new homes, and homes moving. So Ruston, Lincoln Parish are definitely growing well, very much better than some of the other areas of the country.
And when we look at the downtown area, a lot is going on, not only here in Monroe, but also Ruston as well, with endeavors that are taking place in downtown revitalization efforts.
Yeah, there's a lot of people think that we're growing orange cones over in downtown Ruston. The Ruston 21 plan has a growth part of it, and that is really to grow the way downtown looks. We've gone through with streetscaping and making it look a whole lot more pleasant, make it more friendly for folks walking through the downtown area, window shopping. Along with that, a lot of the business owners have worked to fix up the facade of their business. Also, as the construction continues, we will see some newer businesses coming into some of the spots that are open right now. Because of the construction, it's kind of tight right now, but we see the potential for great growth in downtown Ruston.
And Scott, as you have recently left the Chamber of Commerce there, what was the anticipation of business leaders for the community and for the area in seeing growth?
Well, with the plan we've got for long-term growth in Ruston along the corridor in the downtown area, we definitely see a potential for great growth in the Lincoln Parish period. Even some of the smaller communities outside Shugrant and Simsboro, we continue to try to bring in new jobs, whether it be manufacturing jobs or jobs related to things at Louisiana Tech. With two universities here in Lincoln Parish, it makes it really good and it gives us great strength. Those students are also great when it comes to letting employers know, hey, we have a great employee base here.
Looking forward to a great conversation, as you mentioned, Scott, with the universities there in Lincoln Parish. All the aspects coming together. Scott, again, looking forward to the conversation coming up this evening, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. We invite all our friends to come out to Portico tonight for our special.